The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. Larson, what's in the news?
What's in the news? So Seth Rollins, he did an interview with the New York Post. Mm-hmm. And in that interview, the Monday Night Messiah was asked if we can expect Becky Lynch, who of course is pregnant, back in the wrestling ring anytime soon. His response, quote, "Oh yeah, I expect so. Obviously, that's going to be up to her and how she feels. Who knows what happens after childbirth once she becomes a mother? I don't know. I believe she has aspirations to return. I think she would rather go out on her own terms, whenever that time may be, as opposed to stepping away for a child. I think she has aspirations to return, but I don't know. Things can change between now and December."
So, I mean, that's kind of a question, you know, like Becky stepping away to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And her departure was a very emotional one.
Yes.
I mean, I always figured, hey, she's still relatively young. She's a mm-hmm. career woman.
Yeah, she's really ambitious. In the same interview, Seth talks about the adjustment that she's had to make, being on the road, the stresses of all that, and then, you know, there being a hard stop to all that. Mm-hmm. And especially now with pandemic, seemingly having to stay at home all the time.
Yeah, going crazy. I mean, that's one thing about, like, If you're successful, especially at that level in pro wrestling, I just don't think it's in your genes or in your blood to want to be at home. Like, I'm the exact opposite. I love to be at home. I'm never happier than when I'm here in my comfortable surroundings. But for people who are like successful wrestlers, it just seems like you got to be wired a certain way to actually appreciate, it's almost like you're more comfortable on the road than you are at home.
Yeah, I would think to live a lifestyle where you're on the road 200 plus days a year, sleeping in hotels, you got to, you know, get to a point where there's a certain level of comfort
mm-hmm.
with that.
Plus, she can
being at home,
gobs and gobs of money when she returns. Like, that's going to mm-hmm. be a massive deal, a huge mm-hmm. deal. Mm-hmm. So that's not shocking, man. I like Seth, though, you know, not trying to step on her toes or anything. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think she's going to come back, but I don't, who knows?
Things could change.
Who knows? I like that he says, I think she'd rather go out on her own terms as opposed to having a child. Like, that wasn't on her own terms. I get what he's saying, though. I like to give shit. It doesn't really matter because he's blocked me on Twitter. Also in the news, WWE, apparently it wasn't even my fault. Somebody tagged me in a snarky post I made about him. WWE delays.
So you're saying you got banned, but not on your own terms.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If I get banned, I want it to be on my own terms, darn it. Larson, are we going to get arena shows with fans in the WWE anytime soon?
Oh, God, I hope not. But back on Friday, Fightful Select, which you should go subscribe to Fightful Select. They do great work. Reported that WWE had plans in the works to return to arena shows with fans.
What the hell?
Yeah, terrible. Apparently, WWE wanted to run a couple of shows in Lakeland, Florida's RP Funding Center in July, and they were going to employ social distancing measures. Fightful reported that at the time, quote, as had been the case with WWE of late, those dates can change, and there have been rumors of delays backstage. And then last night, Fightful learned that those delays have indeed come to pass. As they reported, quote, on Monday night, several within WWE were notified that the planned shows with audiences had been delayed. And then on last night's Wrestling Observer Radio, Meltzer confirmed that Lakeland shows are not happening, saying these transcripts are from comicbook.com. Steve, go ahead and take this.
So the dates, July 24th and 27th, were canceled this time. My Meltzer is terrible. He says, so the dates July 24th and 27th were canceled this afternoon officially by WWE. The people who were going to work those shows got the word this afternoon. If it will be delayed, nobody knows what's going on. Everything spiked again. It's quite sad. It's quite sad. That's all I can say. That's Dave Meltzer right there. Meanwhile, Rocket Mortgage Arena in Cleveland announced that the previously postponed episode of SmackDown that was supposed to happen there on April 17th, not shockingly, has been rescheduled, but this time as a Raw for September 28th. It just kind of feels like WWE is like, you know, lining up their ducks in case pandemic mysteriously and miraculously disappears. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, this was all very much predictable back when, you know, the states were giving the merest of hints that they weren't taking it seriously, that they were just trying to reopen way too soon. It was like, that's not going to work. This is not a shock to anybody. Even California, like, we've been super careful over here. As soon as things relax a little bit on Memorial Day, you know, boom, another spike.
Yep.
So this is going to keep on happening.
Yep.
And, you know, just wear your damn masks, people.
Yeah, wear a mask.
Like,
wear
that mask. That helps quite a bit.
It really does. It really does. Follow up on some information from yesterday's news brief where we discussed Gary Cassidy's report about Gallows and Anderson going to Impact. As he said, yesterday was pretty much a done deal. Well, later yesterday, Cassidy had an update, and it's gone from pretty much a done deal to done deal. Good Ooh. Brothers are heading to Impact. This is what Gary had to say. Quote, I've been told Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson.
Machine Gun Carl Anderson.
To Impact Wrestling is a done deal. The pair will debut in July, either at Slammiversary or shortly thereafter, in line with the terms of their WWE non-compete clause. The deal allows former WWE tag team champions to work with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Nice. That's rad. Apparently, in other former WWE talents heading to Impact news, Heath Slater tweeted a very short video of himself working out with titles reading, July 18th, coming soon. July 18th, of course, is when Impact Slammiversary is happening, so he'll probably be there, maybe to join forces once again with Rhino. They're a pretty popular team in the WWE. Maybe he'll save Rhino from some sort of
beatdown
or something by Aces and Eights.
Could be.
Yeah. That might happen. They were teasing Aces and Eights on one of their shows.
Yeah.
I think like D'Lo Brown was there or something.
Maybe that's what Gallows and Anderson can be part of. New Aces and Eights.
Well, Gallows was. Yeah. He was part of the original
Doc Gallows. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool. I mean, yeah. That's good. I mean, Impact, they seem to have somehow a lot of money to throw around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're doing that. They're trying to. Hey, man. It's tough here in North America. You got WWE, you got AEW, and then Impact is trying to. There's like a scramble for third place between like Impact and, I guess, to a lesser degree, Ring of Honor. Impact mm-hmm. doesn't want to lose that third place slot to mm-hmm. Ring of Honor. Those are some good names, though, man. Like, especially once the pandemic's over and fans are back, it'll be interesting to see what the reaction will be like in the general wrestling community. Will people have a different sort of view of Impact with a bunch of new players? Man, I really, really love the stuff that EC3 has been doing on his on his Twitter.
Yeah.
Like a brand new look. He looks like the Punisher.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Like, if Impact throws a bunch of money and he's happy going back there, it's great. I really think that AEW would be a great place for him, though, because it's a place
be great,
he hasn't
man.
Obviously been to before. Mm-hmm. And they have, you know, a lot of production value there. Not to say Impact doesn't, but it's a bigger platform. And we could really see what he could do, like, on a main stage with some big-name players like Moxley and, like with Dean Ambrose. Because
worked out great the first time, yeah.
What a great story, though. I mean, Moxley, like, talked about that on Talk Is Jericho. And what a, like, that's a perfect story for him to dive into. But, you know, I can also understand AEW is loaded with talent.
They are. And he's got history with Impact. He'll get the legacy pop whenever he shows up when crowds are there. And especially now where so much of the main event scene and Impact is in flux.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He could step right in, you know?
Absolutely. And if they're letting people work New Japan as well, maybe we'll get to see him in a G1. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get to see him in, you know, in some storylines in New Japan. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. I think the sky's the limit once pandemic is over with in terms of it would not shock me at all if AEW and Impact were able to work together a little bit. That'd be really fun. Like if Impact really, really started getting their, you know, getting their shit together, I guess, which they already have. But, you know, to see them get some really good names. Mm-hmm. Man, I think a talent exchange could benefit both companies. Who wouldn't want to see Gallows and Anderson do some stuff in AEW and then vice versa? Have the Young Bucks do their Impact thing?
Yeah. I mean, apparently, I'm not too familiar with the actual work. The North,
you know, FTR, really good stuff.
FTR mentioned they want to do a match with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, imagine Moose in AEW.
That'd be great.
Be awesome.
I'd love to see that stuff. I think it'd be really fun. I mean, if you really want to generate buzz and stuff like that, that's a really great way to do it.
Yep.
Anyways, that's it for News Brief. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.